Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Last night, Albury Wodonga at home must have been a wonderful feeling at the end of the night.
Yeah, for sure. It was a tight game and I suppose an exciting game for the crowd that got to watch. So for us to get back on the winners list is fantastic.
What do you take out of the game?
A lot of learning experiences.
Yep.
So we have quite a young group besides two older guys and a fair few guys who perhaps don't have the experience at this sort of level. So for us to still come away with the win and then also have a lot of teaching points to come from it. So hopefully it puts us in good stead to learn for the back end of the season.
Now, of course, Mumtaz with 22 points, Andronicus 18, Ray Turner 17. Now, there's one name that stood out apart from all of those names, David, was your brother Chris, 22 minutes for 2 points. Do you have to have that big tough chat with him?
Yeah, it probably wasn't his greatest game, but I'll give him a pass because he's I suppose an ailing body.
Yeah.
But his experience that he adds to the guys, I think, is value enough.
Yeah. And
outside the box score.
And of course, the crowd last night would have been good to see home fans back at the Bendigo Stadium. I think you've got the next four games, maybe certainly three, but I think four games back at home. That must be exciting for not only the team but just the atmosphere wise.
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice to play at home. We have some of the best supporters in the league, so just for the local fans to be able to get back out and enjoy some community sport is always pleasing, and we had a pretty good turnout last night while still abiding by all the COVID regulations that are in place. So it's a safe, warm place for the community to come out and watch some quality basketball.
David Hogan is the Bendigo Braves men's coach joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View following a win against Albury Wodonga last night at the Bendigo Stadium. Now, of course, David, your attention turns to Nutterwadding, which is next Saturday night at home. What do you need to work on during the week to continue the W's?
For us, it's probably just focusing on some execution things on offense. Defense were probably a little bit better last night, besides we fouled too much. So we learned those things because Nutterwadding is sort of a different beast for us. It's a grand final rematch going back to 2019. Mm-hmm. So it's our first chance to get some vengeance and get one back on them for that grand final. So hopefully we can learn and play a mature game and come up trumps.
Well, it is happening next Saturday night. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon following the win last night against Albury Wodonga. We wish you well next Saturday night and can't wait to see the Bendigo Braves men's have another W in the column.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you very much, David Hogan there, the Bendigo Braves men's coach, joining us on Gold Central Victoria. It is the Sideline View.